the antimatter another time. She isn't going anywhere. The Void Warren pulled away from them. Gomez looped them around to her intact side, then kicked in the shuttle's thrusters. Once they had moved 200 or 300 meters from her, it was impossible to tell that she was anything other than what she seemed to be. For a fleeting instant, Sky thought of her again as the Caliuche, the ghost ship. They had been so wrong, so utterly wrong, but no one could blame them for that. The truth, after all, had been... Chapter 37. Could it have been Voronoff? I asked as we approached Grand Central Station. We had left him at the station before going down to see Gideon, but killing Dominica didn't seem to fit in with what I knew about the man. Killing himself, perhaps, in an interesting and boredom-offsetting manner, but not a well-known figure like Dominica. It doesn't seem like his style to me. Not him and not Ryvich either, Quirinbach said, though only you can know that for sure. Ryvich is no indiscriminate killer, I said. Don't forget Dominica made enemies easily, Zebra said. She wasn't exactly the best person in the city at keeping her mouth shut. Ryvich could have killed her for talking about him. Except we already know he isn't in the city, I said. Ryvich is in an orbital habitat called Refuge. That was true, wasn't it? To the best of my knowledge, Tanner, yes, Quirinbach said. There was no sign of Voronoff, but that was to be expected. When we'd let him go, I'd never seriously expected him to stay there. Nor had it mattered. Voronoff's role in the whole affair was incidental at best, and if I ever did need to speak to him again, his celebrity would make it easy enough to track him down. Dominica's tent looked exactly as I remembered it, squatting in the middle of the bazaar. The flaps were drawn and there were no customers in the vicinity, but there was nothing to suggest that a murder had taken place here. There was no sign of her helper trying to drag anyone into the tent, but even that absence was not especially noticeable, since the bazaar itself was remarkably subdued today. There must not have been any arriving flights, no influx of willing customers for her neural excisions. Pransky was waiting just beyond the door, peering through a tiny gap in the material. You took your time getting here. Then his funereal gaze assimilated Chantrell, myself, and Quirinbach, and his eyes widened momentarily. Well, well, a veritable hunting party. Just let us in, Zebra said. Pransky held the door open and admitted us into the reception chamber, where I had waited while Quirinbach was on the slab. I must warn you, he said softly, everything is exactly as I found it. You won't like what you're about to see. Where's her kid? I asked. Her kid, he said, as if I had used some piece of obscure street argo. Tom, her helper, he can't be far away. He might have seen something. He might also be in danger. Pransky clicked his tongue. I didn't see any kid. There was more than enough to occupy my mind. Whoever did this was... He trailed off, but I could imagine what his mind was dealing with. It can't be local talent, Zebra said, in the silence which followed. No one local would waste a resource like Dominica. You said the people after me weren't local. What people? Chantrell said. A man and a woman, Zebra answered. They paid a visit to Dominica, trying to trace Tanner. They definitely weren't from the city. An odd couple, as far as I can tell. I said, you think they came back and killed Dominica? I'd say they're fairly near the top of possible suspects, Tanner. And you still have no idea who they might be. I shrugged. I'm a popular man, evidently. Pransky